That was pretty interesting. That brings, you know, one of the things that we don't seem to get when we read history books and stuff is much of the actual mood in a particular situation, what it was like. And I think that this is something that your opera is really putting out there, that, you know, hey, there's people here starving, you know, and there's people here that are working and still aren't making it. How does this particular situation play into the opera itself and, you know, the situations that people find themselves in and what they do about those situations?
Yeah. Well, it was very clear in the Depression that the social fabric was coming undone, and the reasons for the union at Ford was very clear. People were working full-time and couldn't feed their families. And certainly people who were on the street who had lost their jobs were having a terrible time of it. And so it was very clear the reasons why they had to have the union, and they pushed forward. I think it's clear when you tie the issues there of the there were literally four kids a day starving to death in Detroit in 1932, 1931. The moral issues of fighting for rights for working people were so clear and so stark. And for me, I came up through the United Farm Workers Union, and I think the issues were so stark and clear. It wasn't like trying to very carefully, lawyer-like, go through the arguments of whether to have a union or not. It was just clear. Farm workers need a union. And in 1937, there was no doubt about it to an auto worker. They needed the union. If they could get past the gun thugs, if they could get past the different methods being used to divide the workers. And so the show delves into things like the racism at the plant, delves into red baiting, the gun thugs. So it's in some ways a very tense show. I remember when I was first writing it, I was going like, this is not going to be your kick up your feet musical, like a chorus line. I don't know if this is the right genre, and people kept saying this is not the way to tell a labor story. I don't think there's no market for this kind of thing.
Well, we'll see yet. Hopefully, we'll be able to put it on here.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it delves into a lot of things that. But then I think I realized partway through it that's kind of what. We have stories that are full of drama. If you want drama, you don't have to look past the labor movement to find stories that are very wrenching and that tell the story of the human spirit so plainly. And I think that's what attracted me so much about Lewis Bradford's story.
You know, that kind of leads